What up, what up, what up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of starring your hostess with the mostest, Mr. International.
What up, what up, what up, Mr. International in the Heezy. Well, what's up, everybody? Hope you guys had a nice, relaxing weekend. Here I am in LA, Woodland Hills, of course, and I had a pretty good weekend. I did not have a nervous breakdown because of the cat. I went for a nice hike, got some good energy, or some of that prana, as that Ralph Smart guy on YouTube likes to say. And that's it. So I went to the mall, at the Topanga Mall, and I went to the store that, you know, they sell some candies and shit like that, and they sell, you know, different chocolates. And I ended up going in there for a random reason, but I went in there and it was just me and this cute, really cute brunette in there. And, you know, we just struck up a conversation and I won't say what store it was, but we struck up a conversation and I don't know, man, like I think because my energy was good, and this is why it's so important to go out and take a hike and, you know, absorb some positivity, because I think I was like vibing that day. I wasn't, you know, I was dressed like crap, of course, because I went for a hike, but I struck up this conversation with this girl who worked there at the store, and we were talking about chocolates and, you know, how the chocolate in the U.S. sucks, basically tastes like shit, even though people like it here. Like, it befuddles me that people like M&M's, which tastes like somebody took a shit and packaged it in like a candy coating. And they put it in a bag and sell it. I mean, if you think that tastes good, next time you travel, try to find something called Smarties, made by, I believe, Nestle or Cadbury. Their chocolate is so much fucking better and so much better than M&M's. But the shit people eat here, and they're like, oh, that tastes good. I'm like, no, it doesn't. But we got to talking about that. I mean, I think I was vibing with her. Next thing you know, she was asking like how old she looks and this and that. And man, I totally wanted to ask her out. And of course, thoughts of me bringing her in the back of the candy store and shoving a lollipop in her asshole while I fucking licked her pussy, those thoughts did cross my mind. And dude, I honestly thought of giving her my number, like asking her for hers on my way out. But of course, the completely empty store, right when I'm about to do all that, people start walking in and I can't really put her on the spot like that. But I could tell she was digging me, because she's like, she's telling me to come back. And I know everybody says that, but she was telling me to come back, but like in a more than friends way. She's like, hey, come back, let's talk more. But anyways, that's obviously a good ego stroke, especially when the chick's like, you know, 20 years younger than me. And then a little later that day, I went to Home Depot, which, you know, for those of you that have been listening, I've been doing my bathroom renovation. So Home Depot and Lowe's have become my, I wouldn't say my best friends, but my kind of like, you know, some, you know, people go to Starbucks to just take a break. I go to Home Depot and Lowe's to take a break. So I went there to look for some, I think, door hardware, like hinges and shit. And, you know, I don't know, there's this older lady working there, but she was all done up, had a really husky smoker's voice, but you could tell she used to probably fuck 100 guys on the football team when she was younger. And she wanted to help me a bit too much. Like, I just asked her where something was, like door hinges were. And next thing you know, like, she's like, she wasn't sure where they were. So she's like, oh, come with me. And so I was waiting for her to ask somebody else, like another store employee, where the hinges were. But I was just kind of like looking off into space, because, you know, as a sensitive guy, I don't like to make eye contact with a lot of people. And I just saw her like staring at me from the corner of my eye. So I'm like, I looked at her and she had like this big smile on her face, just looking at, staring at me for like no other reason. And she's like, so the guy tells us where the hinges and the doorknobs are, but instead I'm like, okay, I'll go find them. She's like, no, I want to come with you. And I'm like, huh? So anyways, next thing you know, she's like coming with me, like not coming C-U-M the right way, but you know, she's walking with me. And we get to the door hinges part and she just starts talking with me about more shit. And I, you know, when I was younger, I didn't really, I guess I could kind of know when a girl liked me, but I wasn't very good at like jumping on it in the moment. And you got to jump on these things in the moment, because One thing I've learned when you have these opportunities, not that I would have wanted to do anything with the Home Depot chick, but you can't assume that opportunity will be there the next time. That's a big mistake people make, thinking they have more time. Because you know that maybe the chick's, you know, in a bad position with her boyfriend in that moment, or she doesn't have a boyfriend, or the vibe is there, but that doesn't mean the vibe will be there next week or next month. And so, you know, I guess part of today's podcast is about seizing opportunities. And I know I talk about a lot of crazy shit, but believe it or not, in all of my ramblings, I'm actually trying to teach you guys something. Like, I'm hoping from my experiences, there's something that maybe you can take from my podcasts, even though they seem arbitrary. So today's tome, if you will, or tome as it should be pronounced, is, or takeaway is tome even the right word? I'll have to Google that. But anyways, today's takeaway is, you know, take advantage of the opportunities when they present themselves. Don't get caught up in mulling shit over too much, especially when it comes to these reactions and meeting girls and guys and whatever. So anyways, back to the Home Depot lady, man, she was trying to like talk to me about more shit. And I know she didn't want to go. She just wanted to have a conversation. You know, Home Depot, people are always on your back if you're an employee to like get help. But so I thought that was two chicks in one day. And that doesn't usually happen. I mean, it used to happen all the time, but I don't go out anymore. And so that those opportunities don't present. So it felt good to get. Oh, yeah. And then, I forgot to mention then. Actually, the night before, I went to pick up some Vietnamese food at my favorite Vietnamese restaurant. And the owner, she's like, oh, my God, you look so good. Did you do something? You look so much younger. And I'm like, huh? So, yeah, definitely it just goes to show you how you need to get your energy up. You need to get your energy popping so that you can attract things. And it's not just about attracting chicks to bang them. It's about attracting anything, more business, more health, whatever it is. So you can't be in a shitty place mentally and attract a lot of things. I know when I've been in a shitty place mentally, I still have attracted a lot of things. So I've just noticed I attract more of them when I'm in a good place. So those are kind of like some of my episodes of the weekend with chicks being a bit fond of me. Always a good ego boost. But that's it. I hope you guys had a good weekend. Now I have stuck in my mind some good thoughts of banging this candy store chick. And I'll definitely have some jerk material, if you know what I mean. So that's it for today, guys. Have a good one. I'll be in touch with you tomorrow. Don't forget to like and subscribe.